And then he's given us spiritual fathers to be ministers of that awesome grace that actually has us now in a situation that was better than Adam and Eve could have ever imagined. They walked with God in the garden. We receive God into our very bodies, into our hearts when we come to Mass. Every sacrament is an infusion of God's very self into us. And that's what I get to do. It's my job, and I also love to do it. People are like, oh, Father Szabo, thanks for your sacrifice. Well, I don't know. This is pretty great. People come to confession, they're like, oh, Father Szabo, this is what I did. You know, it's so terrible, isn't it? I'm like, well, okay, sin is terrible, but your situation's not terrible because you're in confession, and God's going to forgive every one of these sins you confess with a desire for repentance. And then here I get to celebrate Mass. It's so great to see you. And I just want to ask you to let me be a spiritual father to you. Because sometimes people think, oh, Father Szabo's too busy, or Father Brian's too busy, so I can't call him or set up a meeting or, you know, go to confession. Like, no. Especially parents, you know how much it hurts you when your kids don't come to you for help. Do you think that's any different for us? Not at all. Like, we would love it. Speaking for Father Brian now. If we had to extend confession hours to like twice the time before every Mass, because so many of you trusted the sacrament of confession working through us to bring you freedom from sin that we all struggle with. And I would love it if my schedule was always full with people who were coming to say, Father, here's what I'm struggling with. How can you help, or can you pray for me? Let me be a spiritual father. I need to learn how to do it, for one, but you need it as well. Like, you need a spiritual father.